Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, Joe, a lot to get to today. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN, and maybe we can get to later on what has me feeling particularly old this morning. So maybe we'll get to that. But first, you spoke yesterday with Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
Yes.
It's on Hardline. It's available online. People can listen to it there.
28-minute interview. We went into a lot of the big issues, stuff that happened during COVID, the blizzard that in December, the stadium, and some of the other things that might be coming if he is reelected. So now we have spoken to all candidates, even though one has dropped out, all candidates running for Erie County Executive, and you can find that at WBEN.com. And Brian, you just reminded me. After the show, I will group those all together so you don't have to go digging for the Christy Cacilio interview.
Okay, so there you go. Available at WBEN.com. You talked about the big issues. You also talked about the little issues. I guess Twitter came up. And yep. So what did the county executive say about Twitter and paying for Twitter?
The county executive, he talked about, because I asked him about his social media. Obviously, his opponent's social media is in the spotlight, and rightfully so. So I asked him about his, because he is someone that, tweets a lot. And I just asked him about his Twitter. Does he regret some of the tweets he sent? And he said, well, he went into that. And then he said, well, Twitter is a, crumbling platform. Elon Musk is ruining Twitter. Having people pay for their blue check marks. I mentioned that I paid for Twitter Blue. Don't have a check mark yet. Don't know what's up with that. And, he said, well, you're giving money to a billionaire.
Yeah, so that was the part that I, kind of stopped me in my tracks. So it's very funny. So that was the criticism. Like, why would you pay for Twitter Blue? You're just giving money to a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
200 plus million dollars of Erie County money is going to a billionaire. Yep. For the Buffalo Bills state. Like, which by the way, I agree with. I'm perfectly fine with. I like it. It's a complicated issue, but I agree with that decision. But just to say that on the heels of talking about the massive deal to build a stadium for a billionaire was very hilarious to me. I
should have brought that up. That was a miss on my part. You live, you learn. I should have brought that up.
I want to know, where does that line of thinking stop? When you go shopping at Wegmans, are you shopping for food and, supporting a local business, or are you supporting a multimillionaire? Are they billionaire Danny Wegmans? I don't know.
We'll have to ask them.
Yeah. Probably.
Now,
the expansion?
They're all over the place.
I mean, when you go to Aldi, are you supporting, when you buy a Bills ticket, are you, or a hat, are you supporting, the local team and the economy, or are you supporting a billionaire?
I would say a good number of people subscribe to Amazon Prime, and that's double Twitter Blue, and that is definitely going to a billionaire.
I mean, where does the argument begin and end?
Right, yeah.
Like, if something's valuable to you, you're going to spend money on it, regardless of if it's the, fresh egg stand on the corner of the street or Amazon.
It's interesting you bring up, the Bills thing that you agree with, because Carl Calabrese said, it's complicated. He goes, I'm a Bills fan. They could throw whatever money and I'm going to say, I'm going to put my politics aside and say, that's right, that's right. He was talking about, Poloncarz's answer about the stadium. He goes, that's most of us in Erie County, we're kind of blinded by it. We just want the Bills to stay here and the figures will be the figures. And it's interesting you said along the lines of the same thing. It's complicated, but I agree with it.
Yeah. You mentioned Oakland in the interview. I mean, but think about it. We'll still remember the Oakland A's and the Raiders being from Oakland. That will no longer be the case. Like 10 years from now, I mean, there's no telling what's in Oakland's future. But without the sports, what do you know Oakland for?
It's where Guy Fieri's from.
Crime.
Oh, okay.
The answer is crime.
I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you don't have something just immediate to kind of put to a city.
10 years ago, Oakland had the championship Warriors, they had the Raiders, and they had the A's. In 2 years, they'll have none of those.
Yeah, it stinks. All right, so there you can go back and listen to that interview. I just like that very funny answer to me. You know, speaking of places that you go out and support, Joe, Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy. They're going Chapter 11. I was surprised to see the news this morning only because I thought this happened like a year ago. But that, that would be the only reason for the surprise. Gone, no more. Important things to note. Gift cards, if you have them, you got like a month to use them.
Yes.
Near, it's like mid or the end of May.
Less than a month. You have the end of May to return things. You only have till May 8th for gift cards.
Oh, so only a couple weeks for these gift cards. Those 20% off coupons that would end up in your mail every week, month, I mean, when was it? You have until Wednesday to use them. So, you know, go out there if there's something you think you want, I guess.
I'll tell you, so, you know, obviously not surprised they filed for bankruptcy. I do have to say that I am surprised that they are closing. Because you've seen a lot of retailers, especially before the pandemic, file for bankruptcy, right? JCPenney, Macy's filed for bankruptcy to reorganize. I was surprised. Bed Bath & Beyond is such a iconic name that they are throwing in the towel, and that includes Bye Bye Baby, which actually has been pretty successful for the company. I'm surprised how quickly they said, yep, in 2 months, we'll be out of all of our inventory, which... That part's not surprising, Brian, because if you've been in a Bed Bath & Beyond, they have lessened their inventory over the last 3 to 4 years.
Well, so I haven't, because why? And that's what I kind of want to hear from people. 803-0930, 803-0930. If you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about today, give a call to myself and Joe. Joe, like, why is the thing? And even you mentioned Bye Bye Baby. Again, like, why? I have two young kids. Why? We've never stepped foot in that store. It's the most unsurprising thing in the world to me, even without, you know, the news stories over the past couple of years, because what is bringing you into, you think of that store in particular, Bed Bath & Beyond, why would anyone ever go there? I hate to sound so, you know, like targeted, but I honestly, like, I think about everything in that store. And I've been in it before, so I say, why would anyone ever go there? I've been to the store before. But every single thing in that store is something you can get somewhere else. Something you can get somewhere else that you probably are already going to. Something you can, I'm almost positive, get somewhere else for cheaper.
That's the big one. The last thing is the big one, because you can make the argument, why would anyone go into a Target? I can get it online, right? I can get it delivered to me. Bed Bath & Beyond, I think, priced themselves out. And this is coming from someone who worked for the company for over 6 years. I think they priced themselves out. And to me, Brian, they used to have, hey, this only available at Bed Bath & Beyond. You haven't seen that since the mid-2010s, if even then, right? A lot of things, people... said, hey, I'm not going to pay $200 for a coffee maker. I can get it for $50 at
Target.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. You know, you mentioned Target. You know, oh, you could make the same thing about it. But, like, there's a million reasons you would go into a Target, right? Like, ask any person going through a Target or a Walmart why they're there. You are going to get maybe a different answer from every single person.
Yes.
I'm here. I need a shirt. I need to pick up, you know, cereal, milk, and eggs. I need to pick up a tail light for my car. I need to pick up a toy for a birthday party. I need to get this shampoo. I need to get sheets. There are a million different reasons you would end up there. You wonder why they're, you know, still kicking around. I think that's a big part of the reason. You can kind of get anything you want or everything you want all in one, you know, swoop through the store there. Bed Bath & Beyond, like, why are you here? Well, it's like sheets or towels or kitchenware. And all of it's more expensive. And is there a discernible difference between what's there and what's somewhere else?
So do you want the line or do you want what I think?
Really,
yeah.
is there a difference between what's there and what's in, and there, you know, in Target or in Walmart or in any other store you go to? I would say not enough for me to make a special trip.
I think the thought used to be, Brian, they had the selection, they had the higher end things, right? You could feel the sheets before you bought them. But over the last few years, and this has been part of the news stories that you've reported on, their inventory is less. I mean, there were stores over the last two Christmases that didn't even have full shelves. So you take away... You take away the, hey, you can get the higher thread count. You can test this. We have the selection, because they didn't have the selection. And Brian, a lot of people are thinking like you. And all you have to look at is Bed Bath & Beyond used to dominate wedding registries, right? Dominate wedding registries. Target has taken over that. They have more wedding registries than Bed Bath & Beyond, because I think people are thinking just like you. Hey, all this stuff I can put on my registry, I can get it here, and people are already going to Target. Mm-hmm. It's not a special trip. And I will say this about Bed Bath & Beyond. I know we're talking about why would you go into it, but you know, when I started working there, you had to have two people on the Bed Bath side, two people on the Beyond side, two people in stock, two people up front. They got rid of that to the point where you might walk into a store and there's only three people. I mean, think. If I walk around, you don't have what I want, I can't find anyone to talk to, I'm probably just going to go either look somewhere else or go online. And that was another big thing they did. They kept telling people, oh, we can get this on our website. Well, what am I going to do before I go to your website? I'm going to see where I can find it cheaper.
Yeah, you sound angry about this.
It's just there were a lot of warning signs when they were still opening stores. I mean, in the 6 years I was there, they opened and closed a store in Niagara Falls.
I just don't know what, and this is what I want to hear from people, like what gets you into a store nowadays? Like where... You go out to shop. Like, what stores are you going to? What gets you in the door? Because there's, you know, for me now, there really is not much. I like what you said. We were talking about this a little bit earlier this morning, Joe, and you mentioned for Bed Bath & Beyond, like, their big thing is people buy towels and sheets, and they want to feel them. And I said, you know what? That kind of makes sense, because I... Like, that would be me, too. I can feel them at other stores, I guess, is one of the problems. But then there's also, like, once you get something you like, you know what you like, you can order it online if you want to continue with the same thing.
Yeah, and Amazon has now made it so much easier to return stuff. Well, you know what? If this isn't what I like, if I got the thread count wrong... I'll just go return it at Kohl's and get the other thing. It's not as much a hassle to return products on Amazon. And let's be honest, that's where a lot of this business is going. It's not difficult to return items anymore. And you're right, Brian. The stock at other stores, including Target, has gotten bigger than Bed Bath & Beyond.
Those things, too, that, I mean, you're not really setting yourself up for. You mentioned a wedding registry. Okay. But, like, how often are you buying sheets and towels? How often do you refresh your... I mean, seriously, like, what's everyone's go-to for, like, new sheets, new towels? You have to get them.
I mean, I'm still on wedding towels. Is that okay? That's over a year ago. That's
oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we wash our towels all the time. We have a bunch of them. And I don't think we've bought new towels in, like, years.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still fine. They still smell good after you wash them. They're not ripped or anything like that. They're fine. We bought new sheets, but like one set of new sheets. It's probably almost a year ago now, but that was the first time in a while. And we had, you know, all the sheets that we got for our wedding. We like to have at least like three sets to row. I love a fresh set of sheets, Joe. Yeah. There's nothing like getting into a fresh set of sheets.
We just changed our sheets. I love it.
Make you feel like you're at a hotel. But how much of that do you really need? And like, how many of those are you buying over the lifetime? Like, you're not really, in my opinion, set up for long-term success when I might, like, once a 2 years have a reason to walk through your store.
So when I was there, the biggest return customer, Brian, was for K-Cup coffees. Remember when those first got really big? And they had the whole wall, two full walls of K-Cup coffee. Guess what happened? Everyone has K-Cup coffee.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I buy it with my groceries.
What they didn't at the beginning, and that brought people in. They'd use their coupon on a $13 box of K-Cup coffee. But now, there's a whole aisle. I mean, most of the coffee aisle at Wegmans is K-Cup coffee. That took a lot of their return business away.
That makes sense. But what gets you into a store? I really cannot think of places I shop that aren't the grocery store anymore. I mean, I really can't. I struggle to think about what it is. And there's a couple things that might fit under the bill. And this is where you can go, 803-0930 to let us know, if you shop, if you still like to go out shopping, where do you do it? There are a few things. One is I'll go to the record store. You know, like I like to buy, if I'm going to go out and buy music, I'll support someone selling music here. I'll still buy music online, but I like to go out to a record store. Sometimes you see, like, you know, little things extra. Like, that is one thing I do like. That's less about the product. That's more about the experience of going out, buying something, flipping through, maybe discovering something you've never seen before, something you can only find right there, and getting it. That's one. Jeans, but not really. Like, jeans the first time.
Oh, so here you are with the first time thing.
Like, I have these jeans now. I like them. I know that sometimes even the same jean can fit differently. I mean, you know, we've all seen it. A 32-inch waist, depending on where you are, is like way small or five sizes too big. But these jeans I have, like, now that I know what I like, unless there's an insane deal in person versus getting them online, I know what I want. I can just get it online now. You punch it in, and usually it's free shipping, and there's some sort of coupon code, and you end up paying a little less, honestly, than going into a store. So, like, beside that, I don't really know what else I need to go to the store for.
Now, for me, obviously groceries, right? Like, as you said, groceries. I like to get the $5 headphones from Five Below. I will walk through a Five Below probably once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, I don't, when I say this, I mean it with fondness. That's a junk store, right?
I mean, they've got some good stuff. I like the $5 headphones. I use them at the gym. They last almost as long.
But it's like a dollar store, but it's $5.
Yeah. You can find a little bit of everything there. And it's right next to another store I go to. I've been trying to go to more regularly to save money, and that's BJ's. It's in the same plaza, so you hit everything up. Target is a store I visit regularly. It's also where I get my underwear. But, Brian, I like to shop for clothes in person. I do. I like to... you know, on Friday, I needed an outfit. I went to TJ Maxx. Got the outfit for under $30, by the way. Awesome. And you said it. A 32, whatever I bought at TJ Maxx, it fits me. The 32 I have in my closet doesn't fit me. So I want to make sure the clothes I'm wearing are comfortable. And it's right there. And I'll say this. This sounds a little hacky and whatever. You know, we always talk about supporting local business, and that's true, you should. But you should also support anything that's employing people, because you don't want to lose jobs. I mean, the jobs that are going to be lost with Bed Bath & Beyond, you don't want to see that with other stores. So if it's something I can go down the street and get and not wait 2 days for, I'll do it.
I know clothes is probably like a popular answer, like what you need to go to the store to actually get. I can't think of many places locally that have what I would want to buy there.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a big deterrent for me, is I know what I want and I'm not going to find it anywhere locally.
See, you're very different. When I go out to shop, I don't know exactly what I'm looking for. I knew on Friday I wanted something nice, but I didn't. I saw the khakis and I saw the shirt. I go, that looks good. Let's get that. You are very, I want this. This is what I want. I'm not budging. And yeah, that's how you go out shopping. For me, when it's clothes, I'm very open-minded. Whatever. Oh my gosh, a nice Mets shirt. I'll buy that. That usually I have to get online. But I go in with kind of a picture, but not as clear. You're very boom, boom, this is what I want. And you know what? It probably saves you a lot more time.
Not really, though. Because, like, you know, I'll bounce around online and, you know, diddle-daddle and, you know, all right, I saved this. I know I'm going to want to buy this. Maybe I'll see it somewhere else or something like that. But it's almost always online now for me with clothes. And, you know, the fit thing... You kind of take it, like a lot of it is, I know generally how, it's a certain brand, it's a certain product, I know how it fits by now. I wear like the same type of stuff all the time. I kind of get what I'm going for. I know I'm not going to find it. There's no sense in me like dilly-dallying through a store all day for stuff that I'm not really going to like. Like, I know what I want. I found it here. So that's what I'm going to get.
I think in a way, you're explaining why of the retailers that are left, strip malls, right, plazas are regaining popularity and malls not so much. Because I think a lot of people, maybe it's not the online thing like you, but they say, this is the store what I want is at, and I'm going to go to it. I don't need to walk through the mall. It's right here. And I think that's why you're seeing perfectly displayed on Niagara Falls Boulevard. The Boulevard Mall is going down while, minus Bed Bath & Beyond leaving, the plaza right down the street is surging because I think a lot of people are like, this is what I want. I don't want to walk through three stores. I'm going to go right to it.
803-0930. That plaza is interesting to me. What gets you to go in a store in 2023? BMS and Beamer will be back on WBEN.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, yeah, back here, Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. You know, what gets you into a store? Bed Bath & Beyond files for bankruptcy. And, you know, I'm just, like, not surprised. How could you be surprised? What about that store would ever compel you to go in it? And how often? You know, compare that to another store you go to. You know, oh, you might have an easy answer for that. Well, you know, I needed a new frying pan. Went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay, that was like 6 years ago. Like, in those 6 years, how often have you stepped inside of, you know, some other big retailer? And what gets you inside of a store? What do you have to go to a store to buy outside of groceries? Like, because honestly, a grocery store is, it might be your only answer. I mean, if you, what do you go to a retail store for? A grocery store might be one of your only answers. A couple answers on our text board, Joe. One of them is something I totally get. They were talking about shoes. Saying in particular running shoes and, you know, getting specialized shoes to, you know, best fit your foot. And if you're a really serious runner, you know, all, you know, yada, 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 you can have somebody help you find what's best for you. And I was like, okay, like that is an answer that perfectly makes sense. I probably would have said something along the same lines. And you know what, actually, I will take this. Shoes, running shoes will get me into the store for a different reason than that.
Why is that?
Because I get my running shoes from the same place. The Nike outlet store.
Ah, okay.
Where it's an outlet, and you know, all the shoes are like half price. As we laid out in the first segment, Joe, I'm a particular person. What am I wearing on my feet every single day? Some pair of Adidas sneakers. They all pretty much fit exactly the same, even, you know, all the different variations of them. I know my size. I know what I want. I know I can get them online for cheap, you know, when they have it cheap. Like, that's when I get them. Boom. That's all I get my shoes for. Running shoes, I like Nike. They make a good running shoe that I like. Feels nice on my feet. I have no problem with it. And there's an outlet 10 minutes from my house. Every, you know, again, here's the pots and pans thing. Every 5 years, I might go and buy two pair. like that's, but I'm not a serious person. I don't really need, you know, all the specialties because I'm not running like 10 miles every single day. But yeah, if that's you, like, that is a perfect example. But it's very specialized.
See, and this is why, this is again where we're different. I got shoes a few weeks ago. I walk in. What do I want? I mean, I go back to the clearance rack first, right? That's the first thing I do. What's on sale today? But I go through. I don't have anything in mind. I look through all the shoes. I know I need a shoe for the gym, and I need a shoe for regular day activities. And you know what? I'll usually just get what feels good, A, and what's cheapest, B. That's what I'll go in with. But I could spend 45 minutes in that store, Brian, because I'm looking for everything. I'm comparing prices. I went in with nothing.
Just a totally blank.
But
that's a dad before you're even a dad. just give me the cheapest thing that fits my foot.
Yeah.
And you're ready to go.
But, I got these Skechers really cheap, and they don't have laces. I like these old man shoes during the day, so they might have gotten me for next time. I do want to know what's changed, though, because, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond is a store that peaked not that long ago. So your argument makes a lot of sense, right? Well, what do you need to go? What's bringing into a store, even before the internet? What's bringing into a store for a frying pan? You only get it, you know, so often. Obviously, something worked that no longer is working. Working fine for Home Goods. Home Goods is building new stores left and right. But something happened with the way they
You want to know what Home Goods is? Home Goods is everyone. Everyone in there is you in the shoe store. Everyone in there is walking in those doors, being like, you know what? I need some crap to throw around the house. Like, what is it going to be? I don't know. Let's just walk in here and figure it out. You know what? Maybe it's going to be this $50 giraffe. Where am I going to put it? I don't know. It'll end up in the dump in 2 years.
But it's stuff that Bed Bath had and that Pier 1 had, and they, as well as the internet retailers, have run those two iconic, I would say, named companies out of business.
You know what I think hurt it is people are smart. Two things happen. You can buy direct from the manufacturer.
Yes.
In absolutely everything. Shoes in this. Like, I want Adidas shoes. I can go right to Adidas. Or I know, like, the main stores that they work with, I can get from, or that carry what I want. I can get it from those few places. The good, you know, well-made, flat sole Adidas sneaker, like the old school, like, kind of stuff. I know exactly where to get it, and I know what it is, and I know what it isn't. And if you go, and I won't name any names here, but if you go to some shoe stores that, you know, might be discount and have like a whole bunch of different shoes, and you walk through and you wear, I have a pair of Vans at home, just like the regular, normal, low cut, flat Vans at home. I bought them from Vans, the company. If I go into that store, you can find the same shoe, or at least it says it's the same shoe. It's priced the same as the same shoe. But you look at it's made with cheaper materials.
Yeah.
It has less leather. It's a cheaper version of the shoe. It says discount on the big sign outside. Everything's just as expensive, and they're not made as well. And people, like, after a while, I think, figure that out. And all of a sudden, these stores are closing up their shops.
See, and that was the line. I guess I can say this. That was the line, right? Hey, yeah, you can get something that looks like this at Target, at Wegmans, or at Walmart, sorry. But it's not made with the same materials, right? That was the line when we were showing, when you would show an appliance, you would say, this is better made. And Brian, I think it just got to a point with shoes, that's one thing. I think people said, I don't think the better made version is worth $100 more.
Also,
I think that had a lot to do with it.
Is this not made with the same materials? I can look at the material it's made with right here on the box. I can tell that for myself. Like, people have gotten so good at doing their own research. I mean, think about a TV. What did TV buying used to look like 25 years ago?
Walk around the showroom.
You'd walk into Stereo Advantage, and you'd have one of these guys show you all the different TVs and explain what you might need and what would fit your home and what you can do and what you can't do. And when HD TVs first came out, it's like, well, you would need this type of connection to work with this.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of fits in this cabinet. It won't fit in there. And you had all these different questions. But now I can sit here on my computer. You spend 1 hour before you're about to make a big purchase. You know about what you want to spend. All right, so here's all the TVs that are in that bracket. All right, who has the best reviews? Who has the features that I need? Who's the winner overall? You check three different sites. Boom, you have your answer. Where can I get it? Do I get it online? Do I get it in person? And you're done. You can be in and out without talking to a single person and having that specialized customer experience, which kind of stinks in some areas. Stereo Advantage, you know, like for those stores that I thought used to be really cool, and I used to help a lot of people out, but it's not as necessary anymore. Well, that's, I guess, up for debate whether or not it's necessary, but people don't think it's necessary because you can do your own research.
Yeah. I mean, you would go into like a Circuit City or Stereo Advantage in, or a Radio Shack, right? And you'd have everything written down. This is what the measurements of my entertainment center is. And this is what I have to fit here. And I need a VCR that can fit on top in this, you know. Remember how advanced, how huge entertainment centers were in the 90s, Brian? They would take up a whole wall and you'd have your stereo system here, your VCR here, your Nintendo here. Those were the days. But yeah, I mean, simplistic, right? People are more simplistic and people know the items.
On the text board, someone chimes in. Four words, and it's very simple, and it's what keeps everything going. This is me, why I say the record store is like the one store that I would still go into. I love to browse. Like, those four words for people, and like, that is not, that's me in the record store.
Yeah.
That can be me in a store that I absolutely want to go to, like pinpointed. It is not me just driving around. It could be me in a bookstore. It's not me in like any of these places that are selling housewares or a lot of clothes or things like that.
See, that's where we're different. It wouldn't be me in a bookstore, but it would be me like in a clothing store. Or sometimes even, Brian, I'll even be that person browsing like, what exactly do I want with the dumb look on my face at a grocery store? I'm not saying I like it. I'm saying it's very difficult for me to make a decision. And I think it's because of what I said earlier. I don't go in with a plan. I don't go in with a vision of anything when I'm going in for shoes, for clothes. And so I think I'm the browse. I like to browse as well, but I do browse. I'm not sure I actually like doing it. I just put myself in that situation.
Somebody else that chimed in talked to me, wow, you go in a store for everything. Quality of clothes, the material, fit, etc. I'm not the type of person who says there's two types of people in this world, but like maybe there is for this. I know what I like. Like I'm 33 years old. I've tried on clothes. I know what I like, and I know what version of what I like is cheap and stinks, and I know what version is good and will last. And that's what I buy, and I don't need any more. Like I've done my years of browsing around and shopping, right? Like, I've seen what's out there. I know what's good. Unless it's given to me and it changes from what I know, like, I don't need to go and browse anymore. Because, like, I know it. I know what I want to buy. I know what the quality is. They mentioned makeup. I can't relate to that. I don't
know.
I thought that was something that people kind of
knew
what they wanted.
Yeah.
And you'd buy the same thing.
Let me tell you, it's very popular on certain apps that I work for.
But I would never know, right, that. And then I'm not interested in sitting in front of a screen night and day. They continue. Like, when you're me, you don't have to.
Right. You have a mission.
I know what I want. I know where to get it. I can get what I want in 2 seconds. Like, that's why it's kind of befuddling to me how a lot of these stores still kind of exist. But I'm a simple person.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people like having the options. For me, I like seeing something before I buy it. Now, obviously, that's not for everything because I do buy a lot of things online. I also like the fact that I can return it. I think that's a huge thing, and what's made Amazon even more popular is I can go down the street to Kohl's. Now, Brian, if Kohl's is not in business, what's the next move? But I think a lot of people do like to just browse. They like to go see what it is. They, as you said, home goods. How can I junk up the living room in a tasteful way? Maybe you don't have that exact vision, but you can see it in the store better than online.
Yeah, I mean, like that store, it's a browsing store.
Yes.
Right? Like, yes. And the TJ Maxx that it's connected to. Like, that's a browsing store. Especially, you go to that a store like a, Marshall's TJ Maxx, you don't know what you're going to get inside.
Right.
Like, that's the whole thing. So your store is set up for browsing. So if you're a browser, it's going to be great. If you're not, if you're like me, I don't want to...
You're going to get annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know where something is, what it's going to be. I want to know that it's going to be there. And you really don't get that in a lot of places. I want the hardware store version of everything.
Yes.
Right? Like, the hardware store, unlike the supermarket, the aisles don't really change that much. You know, like, you go to a supermarket, you know, once every other month, the peanut butter's in a different aisle.
Oh.
You go to the hardware store, like, everything, the lumber's on the right side, the toilets are right there, straight in the back. Lights in the middle, hardware somewhere in between. You can pretty much go. You know what you want. I can be in and out of a giant store in no time at all. Like, that is kind of what I'm looking for. The browsing thing doesn't appeal to me except for, Joe, somebody mentioned the old Superflea on Walden.
I do like to browse.
That's an area where browsing, but like, that's not going to be a retail store. That's like some of the junk stores now that are in the Eastern, I think they're still there, in the Eastern Hills Mall. Like, that to me is interesting to browse through. Old stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you might actually see something cool. I go into a store full of new tchotchkes. Nothing I see is going to be cool. Like, I go into an old junk store. Something I see might be cool in like 100 years old.
Yeah. See, that's and I love that. I love going to thrift stores. Yeah, you're right. But I also, if there's something I need, and I don't know exactly what I want that to look like, I like the option of being able to go walk through the store, see it in person, feel the fabric, especially with clothing, and try it on. Because, and Brian, we've addressed this, I'm a very last-minute person. You know, like, Friday, I needed something for Friday night. I got it at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. You know, I mean.
Well, you're at the mercy of whatever they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially at 4. I can't really get out and go to another store when I have to be ready at 6.
Yeah. I mean, you almost showed up in a Metallica t-shirt and jean shorts.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, I mean, you might not have had a choice.
Right.
I'm
very last minute. You know, I've told the story. One of the first dates with my now wife, I didn't have an outfit, and I went to JCPenney's 30 minutes before I picked her up. I'm just a very last minute person.
Yeah, that is very last minute. Someone said people are becoming less social, and that's why, you know, they shop at stores in the summertime because they want to be more social. Are you a social shopper?
No, see, that's one thing we've addressed this. That's one thing I'm not. And that's why I put my headphones in. I'm in there, especially the grocery store. The grocery store, I know what I want. Retail store, I still put the headphones in, but I'm looking around. I'm in a mode. I'm looking for something that just sticks out.
Small stores, I'm social. Small stores, like small local stores.
Yeah.
You talk like, hey, what's going on?
Like,
you might talk
store.
To somebody.
Yeah.
Like the record store, it's a very social, like, hey, what's going on? What do you know about this?
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I go into one of these, like, big box stores.
No.
I don't want anyone talking to me. Toby, you're on WBEN. What do you think? What gets you to go into a store in 2023?
I'm always hands-on. I've always been. I like to try things on. I like to see it. I like to see the quality of it. And both of Bed Bath & Beyond and Toys R Us were specific category stores, but they were counterintuitive. What I mean by that is you walked in, they had like big skids of piles of stuff in the aisles and stuff. I would rather see like displays and then talk to somebody and say, hey, yeah, I want this one. You know what I mean? They go get it. Because then I could look at it, I could see if it was the base version or the mid-grade or the higher grade, and I have three different choices, and I'm going to select one of them.
And Toby, that all, in my opinion, the piles and the less, that's all a result of cutting hours, and we're seeing a lot of these stores do it. And you're right. I mean, I think people walk in, they see a mess, or they don't see any clear where anything is. They're walking right out.
Right, but it was a discount store with high prices. That's like the counterintuitive part. Like, you're paying top dollar, but you're at a skid retail sale or something. The other thing, too, is like the thing I find now, which is very disheartening, they raise the price of the minimum wage, but the service is, I feel, the lowest grade quality ever when I have interaction with people. It just seems like they could care less about the customer.
And I agree with that, and I'm not making excuses, but, you know, I will take my job, for example. You start with just one title. Next thing you know, they want you to open the store. They want you to fill and register. They want you to do customer service while doing the job that you were originally hired for. So I'm not trying to make an excuse, but when one job became four jobs as one person, yeah, you're on a clock. You're on a clock. You only have so many hours. And obviously, they're not going to give overtime.
Yeah, I've never thought ever about what somebody is paid while I'm shopping. just of all the things that would cross my mind, there's never one of them.
I'm just saying, if you're wondering why, you know, customer service is low, which I do too. I think customer service has gotten ridiculous. But and again, it's not an excuse. But in the Bed Bath & Beyond, I will speak because I worked there when this happened. Less people doing more jobs when you're on a tight clock. And again, I think that's part of their downfall, in my
customer
opinion.
Service. I mean, you want to make the opposite argument that this person's making, like, oh, the pay is so high. But if you want good customer service, then you want to pay people more. You want to pay them enough to stay there. Customer service isn't, if you have someone and it's constantly someone new who works there for 2 months and then finds some other new job because, why, you know, it's a store. Like, why would I ever have any loyalty to this store? I'm just going to go whoever's paying more. You want to pay your people more. They stick around. They know what they're talking about. And they, you know, value the job.
That plays into it as well.
Yeah.
But if you're one person doing four jobs, I don't
care.
Well,
they're not, that's not happening.
Right.
Like, that's not happening in any sense of the way.
Yeah.
You'd want, I mean, it kind of goes back to the way it used to be. Or, like, people who worked there made some decent money and were able to do everything, right? Like, now it's just everyone is seen as replaceable. And if you're taking a job and you know you're seen as replaceable because you're making the minimum wage, right? Like, think about that. And, you know, you can, a minimum wage discussion is not something we have time for here, but you are making, you know, the minimum wage. Just think about that. Like, if that's you, I'm not thinking, oh, well, I must be the most important person here. Like, I got to try. Like, no, I'm just, all right, well, I'm doing this job. And the second a better job comes along, I'm taking that job.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you do it.
I will say this. As someone who never made minimum wage at Bed Bath & Beyond, and maybe that's part of the problem, I do see, and your thing about being replaceable, I'm a manager and I'm only making $4 more. I mean, yeah, you're right. We don't have time for the minimum wage discussion. I do get it. And again,
Paid you more. Doesn't mean they should pay everyone else less. Should have paid you more.
Yeah. But if you're paying other people more, you don't have the money to pay a manager more without raising your prices, which is a big reason why they're going
out of business. Not necessarily. What was the guy on top making?
Yeah, I mean,
how much money did he make a year? You can't cut out a little bit of that to pay people more and run your business better? And then, you know what? He might still be taking a check from the company that's now bankrupt. B-Mass and Beamer will be back here tomorrow on WBGN.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.